This is the Canadian Tire Center. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until the Ottawa Senators come to play. Luckily, they have some great fans to cheer them on. Life would be simple here, except for Eugene Melnick. And his life would be simple, except for the Ottawa Senators.
Hi, this is Cody Ceci, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
Time ago in a podcast studio far, far away. Oh, wait, that's the wrong intro. Hey, welcome to Season 7, Episode 14, the summer episode of the Sens Call-Ups for Thursday, July 4th, 2019. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. I left for a fishing trip last Friday, and it seems my lack of presence in Ottawa has caused some pretty odd things to happen. We already knew we had an ex-leafer as our new coach. Okay, I can live with that. But now we've gone from 1 to 2 to what? 4 or 5 ex-leafers on this team now? Whiskey Dango Foxtrot. Warm enough for you?
Yeah. It's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, so in Fahrenheit for the Americans, that's 40 degrees.
That's no. The humidex will be 40. Well, yeah. The temperature will only be 30, which is 86.
But
how does 86, what?
30 is 86.
Oh, yep. It's minus 40. That's the same.
Correct.
Okay.
Were we not complaining about the cold last episode?
That we were.
Somewhere.
Okay, so.
The longest winter and I'll still complain about
it. I believe I've had enough. I believe I had enough winter. So, yeah. Yeah. There's been an awful lot go on since we were last here. We've got lots of different things to talk about.
It's pretty much everything that we've asked for in reality.
It may not have turned out how we expected it to, but we certainly got what we asked for.
Oh, no.
I didn't ask for this.
Oh, yeah, that's not great. That is not great.
Did you have it already?
I tasted a bit of it.
Oh, dear. Well, before we get started, the two gentlemen, one to my left and one across from me, are having... What is that?
They will not be a sponsor.
The Collective Project Pineapple Berliner.
Oh, it's a collective arts product. That's unfortunate, because they're usually pretty good. I fortunately am having, from the thriving metropolis of Embrun, Ontario, I'm having a Tout de Brew Portage Porter. Now, not really the right type of beer for the summertime, but...
It's got like the winter cardigan sweater.
Yeah, it's a toque. I like that can a lot.
All their cans are knitted toques.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I was trying to get some of their other products for us today, but there were none in the grocery store. They only had porter, which is really more of a winter beer, but... Oh, dear.
I think we got to switch. Yeah. I think we're going to switch that lemonade thing.
Well, you can switch the lemonade thing. I'll do some quick housekeeping. How about that? Housekeeping podcast.
You missed the spot. Try to give me the same
Have another one. Maybe it might be a different can. It tastes different. Housekeeping podcast at sensecollabs.com is the email address. I think we have an email to go through tonight. The forums at sensecollup.com continue. There's been a thread about free agency and off-season things going on. And you can always leave us a message on the waiver wire, sponsored by Versature, which is 1-844-SCU-SENS. I believe we have a voicemail earlier.
We do.
Just before we get started, Pan has gone to look for something. I don't know what he's gone for. So, quick notes, and this is a personal note for me. Today is July 4th, big surprise. And July 4th, 2019 is my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. So,
cool.
Happy anniversary, my parents. You've been.
Wow. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm not here. They're not in town.
Okay.
My parents adamantly, this was a year ago.
It's their wedding anniversary. Yeah.
No, we did a party for them for their 25th, for their 40th and their 50th. They were away. And they said, we do not want anything for the 60th. So they're actually down at a resort in the Thousand Islands.
All right.
Yeah. So congratulations, Mom and Dad, on 60 years. Okay. So now we have, what is this?
Stray Dog. This is out of Orleans.
Oh, from the heart of Orleans. It's a citrus wheat beer.
174 in trim. It's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Real nice. I might want a sip of that. Anywho.
Oh, also, I accidentally bought hot Italian sausages, if anybody wants those.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
All over that.
Mm.
Best befores are just recommendations, by the way. But
oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're fine.
They're just a thought. You might want to try this. It's really good. And it's cold.
So, Canuck, you might be the host after those sausages. Just in case.
Nah, I'm all right. So, you now have a lemonade citrus rattler made by
Brickworks Cider
House. Yes, those are excellent.
From Toronto, because everything Toronto is now Ottawa.
Everything's coming this way. That's true. That's very true. I'm sticking to the Eastern Ontario. He's sticking to Eastern Ontario. You've gone to the big smoke. All right. Okay.
Too soon?
Nah. That's a pretty one. That's pretty good. And you're wearing a Blue Jays shirt, so it's a Red Jays shirt, though. So is that like
it's their, a Canada Day?
Their
one.
Canada Day shirt?
Yeah.
Canada Day. I was correcting people last week. Oh, what are you doing for Canada Day? No, it's Canada Day. And I was away fishing. I came home. I got back into downtown at about 8:30.
This could be any day, to be honest with you.
Well, this one was particularly good. There were two guys walking down the street. I went for a little walk to watch the fireworks. And there were two guys walking down the street, and they were so stoned, they could not speak to each other. They were trying, but it was... this went on for about three blocks, where they were trying to talk to each other, and they could not form words. I could hardly walk because I was bent over laughing at them. Welcome to legal weed in Canada. Well...
As long as you stay away from behind the wheel of the car.
Well, exactly.
Which is my number one concern about it. But in reality, same person would probably drink and be behind. Or they'd smoke behind the wheel of the car anyway.
Yeah, true enough. All right.
Guns don't kill people.
Weed doesn't. It's just the car you're driving. Yeah. Okay. We don't have a game on. Do you have something you wish to shout?
Pulling the headphones away from my ears?
I'm putting fingers in my ears. Never mind pulling the headphones away.
Kawhi stays! There you go. That was fun.
NBA.
The NBA final. Well,
Raptors won.
I think I started watching in the semifinals, I think. That was fun.
It was.
It was exciting, and it was nice to cheer for a winning team.
And it was up and down and tight the whole time.
Yeah.
It was never...
That's what she said.
Yeah. They were in and out of the games all the time.
There we go. All right. They weren't taking losses lying down. Yeah. Anywho.
It's too bad they didn't win it at home that night.
Yeah, but it just went right off the tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Where do you want to start? We'll start with the new coach. I apologize. Yep. In full disclaimer, I took some really quick notes for tonight. I did not include any names. So when we're talking about draft picks or when we're talking about RFAs and UFAs and coaching hires and everything else, I have no names for this because, all three of us have been stupidly busy through June.
This is nonsense.
I basically missed the entire draft, except for the draft party. Hey, before we start, let's talk about that.
Yep. That was fun.
It was.
So you had a draft party when we had no first-round pick.
No, we had a first round
pick. It's not ours.
Yeah.
It's still ours. It becomes ours.
It became ours. So we still had one. We just had to wait a while for it.
Party on! It's like,
you bought your house off of someone, right? Is it yours?
No, I mean, we didn't have our own first round pick.
But you did.
We had a first round pick.
And it belonged to the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
It didn't have our nice little low pick that you normally have a draft party for. But anyway.
Well, every single team,
an excuse to
as they walked up to the microphone to make their pick, was, hey, shout out to our draft party at blah, 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 blah. So, everybody was having one. Some of them were bigger than others. I mean, the teams that were in the very top of the draft, they were having them like arena size.
Yeah, well, we had the arena last year.
It Did we?
Yeah.
Were we there?
No.
Okay.
I was spiteful at that point.
I was probably just busy. Okay. I didn't remember that.
So how was it?
I don't think you would have gone on that.
Well, I arrived late.
It was well done.
Which I admit freely, I got home from work. I needed to relax for a few minutes, but thankfully, Penn saved a spot for me. Thank you very much. And it was wonderful to actually have a team, an Ottawa Senators event that was walking distance for me. I didn't have to get on a bus. I didn't have to drive. Nothing. It was 2 blocks from home. It was great.
Any draft at the draft party?
Well,
go for it.
Slight
Please
rant.
Please go ahead.
Slight rant.
So tell them where the party was first.
It was held at the Royal Oak at the corner of Kent and Slater. Now, the Royal Oak is a chain of pubs in Ottawa that started with one on Bank Street. They've been sort of all over the place.
Was the Dirty Oak the original?
Yeah, that's the original.
Okay.
Across from Barrymore's. The second one is, well, I can go through the list, but I'm sure you're not interested. The problem...
kind of am.
Oh, the second one is the one on Laurier. The third one is the one on Meadowbank. The fourth one...
Hindenburg?
Oh, that's late.
Oh,
that's
is
really
it?
Late, okay. Yeah. I can't remember the
They're
first
They're everywhere one. Now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And they are... They purport to be a pub. And I mean, they are to a certain extent, but their selection of product is so driven by large brewery and commercial.
Like, so they got Guinness?
They have Guinness, which is what I was drinking because I didn't like anything else on the menu because it was...
But the menu was also... It was a special event menu also.
Their food menu is pretty good and their food is pretty good. But, I mean, I'm spoiled
the nachos. Were you still there for the nachos?
Yes, I was there.
It's like, here are your nachos. I'm like, where are they?
They were under a whole lot of stuff.
No, it was a very small serving of nachos.
But their beer selection is very commercially driven. I'm spoiled because I go to a pub down in the Glebe, which has it's basically all craft stuff.
Yeah,
I've been doing that since before craft beer became trendy, and that's why I refuse to go to the place called Craft in Lansdowne because it's noisy and full of hipsters. But there's the selection. Am I wrong?
Have an opinion. Have an opinion.
Places that I like.
Oh, can't stand that place. I walking by it is loud. I'm practically cross the street because all idiots out on the
he would really like Lamplighters.
Like,
oh, him?
Yeah.
Like what?
No, you know what? Lamplighters is a pub? Bar?
Yeah.
Somewhere pub. In Vegas?
No, this is in Vancouver in Gastown.
Mm. Probably.
So it's my favorite. Well, I love Vancouver. And that's probably one of my favorite places. So they've got pinball, so very much like House of Targ.
Oh, okay.
Except they do a full menu.
Cool.
And when we went, we got to talk about our travel plans for this year.
Could do that.
They had bourbon bingo.
Yeah, so they have bourbon bingo.
Go on.
Which is, so
I'm
you
interested.
Play.
If you win, you get a shot of bourbon.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I ended up winning a pitcher.
I think you
after that, I was gone.
Yeah, I think you took the beers instead of bourbon.
God, I already had two beer, and then we... Got the pitcher. It's like, well, we've got to stay now because I can't really walk. And yeah, it was just shots of bourbon. And it was fun.
If it's good bourbon.
They play music that I enjoy too. 90s rock, I think.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. This sounds like the place that I would like. Anyways,
But it's Vancouver. Dress hipsters.
Well, as long as they're not acting like.
I was like, yeah, I know this song. My parents would play it while I was in my home.
Yeah. No, the problem, when I say hipsters, there's people who annoy me, like young, annoying, loud, obnoxious, blah blah blah. They were behaved, I'm fine. Anyway, the party at the Royal Oak was actually a lot of fun.
Great there was bus system. He was like,
there were lots of people there. I mean, the place was very very full.
Yeah, the layout's not the best for this type of event.
No, but you do what you can with what you got, and correct. I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And it was cool to meet a couple of people who I haven't met before. It was a very strange experience to sit down to somebody and have them look at me and go, well, I know who you are. I recognize your voice.
Yeah. Like, Sense Prospects.
Sense Prospects, which was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm not accustomed to this.
That's Sense Prospects. Oh!
Okay. Well, I don't have facial recognition skills, and B, I don't think I've ever met him before, so that's okay. And you were sitting next to
Sens Insider,
who I've met a couple of times. So we had a fun table of four and just sat and shot the breeze. And TSN was broadcasting sort of over my left shoulder. And it was a good time. And they actually turned the audio of the TV up for every draft pick so you could hear what was going on. Mm-hmm. And they had a contest for who could pick the top 20 or top first round the best. So it was fun. It really it was genuinely fun.
And they had a draft
fun.
Bingo. I thought Excuse me, I thought that was a good idea too.
A draft bingo is a great idea.
So it's like cliche bingo.
Yeah.
It was great.
By the third pick, someone won.
Thank the fans. Thank the Stanley Cup winner.
Having a draft party.
Yeah. Oh, it was brilliant. I used to do that at work on conference calls. Like corporate conference calls.
Who just joined?
This would be like corporate-wide ones. I would actually make bingo cards and draft and send them all over the office.
Sorry, I was on mute.
I was on a national call. Someone put us on mute. Like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, someone's on hold.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yep.
Or on hold. I was like, why don't you put him on mute, you dumb dumb?
No, I had somebody put an entire conference call I was chairing on hold, and it was musical hold. So I said, okay, everybody, call back in 30 seconds. I had to end the call and reopen the bridge so everybody could get back in.
Yeah.
I also had somebody fall asleep on a conference call without muting themselves. So they were snoring, and we could hear it.
Have you ever had someone go, oh, this is fucking bullshit?
Oh, yeah. I've
had it all. We had that.
That's
amazing. And we all knew who it was.
Oh, we figured out who had fallen asleep, but we didn't want to publicly shame them. So we let that one go. Shall we get to the Senators now? Sorry, folks. We haven't seen each other in a while, so you get to listen to our banter for a little while. First up, new coach.
So DJ Smith.
Yeah,
I think the last time we recorded, Melnick had kind of gone on a little tirade about the Toronto defense.
Correct.
So what did we do? We hired their defensive coach.
Yep.
Woo! And then we took two of their...
Am I excited about this? No.
So here's my thing about it.
But whatever.
Like, well, whatever. We don't know.
He
hasn't been a head coach. We got to give him a try.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So DJ Smith, new coach. Guy Boucher was banned for years out in Europe.
But he banished.
Yeah. So, yes, he was a previous head coach. Dave Cameron, well, you got to give him a shot. Paul McLean, well, you got to give him a shot.
Corey Clouston.
Corey Clouston, well, you got to give him a shot.
Craig Hartsburg.
No, Hartsburg was a coach
before. He was a coach before.
Who was before Clouston? I think it was Brian Murray.
Well, Brian Murray was before Clouston.
When did Corey Clouston coach this team? 2011?
Paddock was before Hartsburg.
Yeah, which again was a previous coach.
Was he a previous head coach?
I think so. Washington?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
We really are a trying out proving ground, aren't we?
Entry level and everything.
Yeah. What was disappointing?
So again, you have a first-time head coach, second time that you have a Mike Babcock assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I'd never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because McLean was.
Of course, Melnick has to go to MLSE and get someone.
Yeah.
Because this is where there's a big disconnect in regards to our community. Yes, it's a hockey team, but we're not Toronto, so we can't do it. In everything that he says, it's like, well, Toronto does this, Toronto does this. He's always comparing Toronto to Ottawa. It's not. Ottawa is Ottawa. Ottawa is unique. And even that for my work, because we're a national organization, and because I have a new boss now, because my old one retired. Pour one out for him. Anyways, he's not dead.
Oh, I was going to say.
But yeah, so when I met with my boss, because he was talking about another executive who came in, who was just gung-ho, wants to change everything. And his reaction is, we're not like Toronto. We are different. It's a very different market. And the other thing that he said that I didn't think was true, but Ottawans are much more highly educated than Torontonians.
Really?
I was surprised at that.
There are a lot of well-educated people in Toronto, but overall,
really?
I would say that's... I wouldn't be shocked by this statement.
When I worked downtown, the clientele that I had all had either a graduate degree... engineering, or another accreditation after university.
There are lots of those
around. So when you've got a Nick Kruskowski who's leading your communications and trying to politicize a political city, we see right through it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why he's
gone. Yeah, I'm very happy that he's gone. This is a... I don't even know what we're talking about. And everybody's just...
DJ Smith.
Gone against Melnick. But again, Toronto...
You're staying true to form. It's okay.
We're not... Well, we're smaller than Toronto. We are our own thing. And until this team freaking realizes it... that's where there's always going to be a disconnect.
I think the team realizes it. I think the owner doesn't. There's the problem.
Fair enough.
There's the problem.
Is DJ Smith bilingual?
No.
English, French.
So he probably went to not. A That's French immersion school.
Okay.
And in his...
Actually, he tried speaking a bit of French in his first interview. That's
Which
right.
was all red. Like,
yeah, but he gave it a shot at
so
least.
He, okay. No way is he going to be able to properly answer the...
Oh, the Francophone media.
The
no.
journalist, yeah. No. And they prefer against it anyways because you're going to have misinterpretations and broken grammar and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's mandatory, but it's certainly a nice to have here.
It was it was handy, but it's not a necessary.
Yeah. Right.
It's not as... I mean, in Montreal, it kind of is.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
But not here.
Here, like, maybe second.
Well, we still have Dorian.
Who That's right.
Who's Franco-Ontarian, so...
No, I think Ottawa fans will... We would prefer to have the best person for the job.
And we'll see how it goes.
Bilingualism is a luxury.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a criteria.
Because, again, being Ottawa, how many people do we see that just get by because they're bilingual?
So don't get me started on federal public service language testing. I had a great conversation with that a while ago because the English tests are a quarter of the difficulty of the French ones. I've done the French ones.
Okay, yeah.
And my rating is very high because I am fluently bilingual.
Yes, okay, that's what I thought.
But the English ones, an 8-year-old could pass. Honestly. I should have said I was Francophone and just get the English and be done with it. Because I cannot pass myself off as a Francophone because I have the wrong accent. I speak with a mid-Atlantic at best accent. I do not sound like a Franco-Canadian. So I could...
Franco-Ontarian and Quebec are totally different too.
Well, they're very different between the two, but I don't sound like either one. Which is why people say, well, where are you from? I will always say Montreal because that's where I was born. But I didn't speak any French until I came here.
Oh, really?
No, not a word. Well, I learned to speak French in school. Okay. I was the lead class of French immersion for Carleton Board of Education.
Yeah.
We were the guinea pigs.
I always figured that you learned it. And
no, I
this is
well, I moved here when I was 4.
School learned?
Yep.
It's pretty impressive.
Then I mean, I have. It's funny because I have Francophone or bilingual, more specifically, friends. So we change languages all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's only when I run into an Anglophone and I start doing that, then I, hang on, whoa. What did you just say? Oh, sorry. Right, mixed languages in that sentence. Here you go. I'm just so
used to doing it. Oh, yeah, when you're flipping back and forth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have coworkers who I do it with, too. So, no big deal.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know this word, so I'm just going to say it in English.
Yeah, I can't think of the right word in English, so I'll just use the French one.
Sense! Right, so, yeah, DJ's so bad. That, again, it's just, what is it? Wash, rinse, repeat?
I mean, we'll give this guy the benefit of the doubt, but...
Because that's what we've done for the last 5 coaches.
But the thing is...
Yeah, we have no alternative.
When it was announced, my immediate thought was disappointment. Because, to me, it just validated what I thought. We're going to get the cheapest guy. We probably did.
No, he was a number one choice.
Number one choice, number one price.
Could have been $1 million or $10 million. I'm like, so then, DJ, did you ask for $10 million? Because you probably should have, because he said, Dorian just said that he would pay you that.
Like, are we putting out RFPs and just basically going with the lowest bidder or what?
Well, of the other, it's been a while, so I can't remember, but of the other people who were in the running, who would you have preferred? I would have preferred
Jacques Martin.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I would have liked to have Jacques Martin back, but... I don't think it was probably just a matter of cost. I think Jacques Martin is probably like, you know what, I've done this once, I'll interview with you, but he may have come in here and said, so how much control do I have?
I bet you it's cost.
Yeah.
Well, going back to the president of hockey ops, right?
Hmm?
President of hockey operations, people were declining the interview.
Yeah. Right. So we still don't have
it. No, that's shelved.
So, I mean... There were other possibilities out there, but my attitude is, okay, that's who you picked? All right, well, see how it works. I don't expect much out of the team on the ice.
If we had Jacques Martin here,
so
every time we'd lose a game, at least we'd be able to smile when he said, well, they're a pretty good hockey club.
You know? Well, yep. I mean, it doesn't really matter, because even if we had hired Joel Quenneville before he went to Florida... I don't think it would have made a really big difference in the standings. I don't think it would make a big difference in the standings for the next year or two.
But this is all about entertainment now, though.
And again, I hope it doesn't make any difference in the standings, but we'll touch on that.
We'll get a Tortorella in here so, and just go, let him
Tortorella would lose his friggin' mind.
And it'd be great.
Well, Tortorella would tell the owner, you know what? Take this job.
And then it'd be, yeah, and then it'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
So also with that, because like, okay, well, he's a first-time coach, head coach and all this. So we're going to support him and put in Jack Capuano as his assistant.
Yeah, associate as an associate coach.
So good, you've got someone that's that has experience as a head coach. But if you hire Jack Capuano because he has experience as a head coach, you make him the head coach.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing. It's like, well, because it's a bit of a repeat of Clouston with Mark Crawford.
Or Boucher with Mark
Crawford. Sorry.
Well, no, because both of them were head coaches.
Well, both of them were head coaches, but one hadn't been a head coach here in years. Like
Boucher was more recent than Crawford. Crawford had more experience.
Crawford hadn't been a head coach in that long?
Correct, because no one wanted to hire someone who sends out assassins to take out players.
Yeah.
Todd Bertuzzi. Now I can say these things openly. Yeah, no one wants... No.
See, that was when I was right. I was looking at it going, okay, so we're bringing in another ex-head coach to back up a coach.
Yes. In the same way that Dorion keeps saying this, like, well, drafting is my strength. Drafting is my strength. Okay. You're a scout then.
Well, I was going to say, you should be doing...
Stop.
Your strengths should be more than just the draft. If you're the GM, yeah, your strengths should be more than just the draft because you're still being a scout.
Fortunately, he's doing everything.
And on the same token, we'll get to the draft in a bit. But
yeah. And they hired another assistant who was a head coach in a very bad year in St. Louis.
And also, DJ Smith has been a head coach in the OHL where he won a Memorial Cup. So he's good with young players. He does.
Yep.
He can't actually build or work with the appropriate.
He was the pieces. Marlies coach?
No, Windsor Spitfires.
Windsor. Okay.
If he wasn't a good coach, the Toronto players wouldn't have come here.
Well, Zaitsev did waive his no trade to come here.
Correct.
So let's get to that.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll skip over
but,
the draft.
But hold on. But no former Islanders have come.
Are there any serious former Islanders who are still available right now?
John
Tavares.
Well, Tavares is kind of with Toronto.
Calvin DeHaan. They didn't trade for Calvin DeHaan. They should have.
Did he get traded?
Yep. He's in Chicago now. Credit Chicago's. Turn it around.
Huh?
They're going to be fun. If I can go back, I wanna, and Chicago's a beautiful city. I preferred over Boston. And I liked Boston. It was way better. You won't like it because it's all full of hipsters now.
I've only been through Chicago at the airport, but.
Yeah, same here.
Oof. Yeah, oh no. It's.
It's okay. I was sorry. I was.
You have to get the out of by the airports.
Yeah.
But once you're in downtown. Beautiful.
See, I was thinking Detroit like for a second there. I'm like, I've been in Detroit, and the only thing I could think of was, how the hell do I get out of here?
Yeah, and Bruce might get mad at me for this, but because I tweeted a picture of me going to the game when I went, and then he messaged me. He's like, don't stay late.
That's very true. I've heard that about you. Where the United Center is not a good neighborhood. It's kind of like going to Newark.
Yankees.
Or the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's why you take a water taxi to the Yankees if you're staying in New York. Because
mm-hmm.
That way you don't have to get on the subway. You don't just get on the water taxi and it takes you all the way down Manhattan and get off and go to your hotel. Anywho.
Yeah.
So we're okay with the coach? We're okay?
I was indifferent. The announcer was like, meh, okay.
Okay. Well, they hired somebody. Okay. At least you did that.
They had a chance.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
They had a chance with Jacques Martin to...
Re-engage?
Maybe re-engage. Maybe... Create a little, but they didn't.
They didn't.
Now, who knows what he was asking for and who knows what he was demanding.
Yep. I don't even know if he stayed in Pittsburgh.
And I was going to say, did he? If I was Jacques Martin and I was given the opportunity to be the head coach of a team that had fired me under the same owner, I'd be like, whoa. I would have interviewed for it.
I would have
blanket curiosity, if nothing else. But I would have been really wary about, okay, so I laid out all my conditions. Well, are you meeting them? If you're not meeting them all, then the answer is no.
Yeah.
So let me get this clear. Lalime is not in Nets? Okay.
Oh, Patrick Roy was another one that they interviewed.
Yeah, I'm perfectly
happy. That would have been chaos.
Oh, I'm perfectly happy about not Patrick
Oh, that would have been fun, though. That would have been fun. For us, that would have been amazing.
It would have been fun in a very let's watch this team self-destruct sort of way.
Yeah, well, we've already done that.
There's I don't need to do left. It again. Yeah, but we don't need another season
Burn
of that.
It down!
We don't need another season of that. Would he ever walk over to the owner and say, I'm never playing for you again?
He probably would.
He might have, actually. You never know. The first coach to ever quit on a team. That'd be interesting.
Oh, that's happened in the past, I'm sure.
I presume, but not in a while. So, we're Keaton okay with
did
that.
It, actually.
So, we get to the draft. We were talking about the draft party earlier.
Okay.
We get to the draft. I have to pull up the list of draft
picks. Here you go. So, 19th overall. So, in the Matt Duchene trade, we acquired this.
Crap on a cracker.
I've got it.
Okay. No, I just lost my game.
Don't eat that cracker.
My show notes. I'll get
did
it back.
You delete them again?
No. We're good.
I deleted my inbox at work by accident. Holy Jesus.
Undo.
That was a heart attack.
I imagine it would be.
From the Kelowna Rockets, defenseman Lassie Thompson.
Yes.
In the first round.
Mm-hmm,
we'll just run through these. And then we had all overnight to overthink. They probably overthought it, but to think over the 32nd overall pick. And we're going to use these assets to trade down or to trade for a player or take one of the hot shots like Kaliev. The LA Kings ended up posting a video of we'll give you a 6 if you take 33 instead of 32. Ottawa said no. And then they went off the board from Tri-City.
Oh, Shane Pinto.
Center Shane Pinto. And that name kind of tells you that he might be a lemon.
Hmm. Hopefully he's not like the car manufacturer.
As we said earlier, that...
So you're Pierre going Dorion. Off the board. So you said no to an extra asset, knowing that they're probably not going to take Pinto.
Can't say.
When you have a small staff, you don't have different ideas. They keep arguing when you have a big staff, your ideas are not heard. When you have a small staff, you have no ideas. This point, I'm furious. Furious.
Nope. We will pick Pinto, and
you're
Pinto is our
going off
pick.
The board. And then at 37, we trade up with our third round, and we pick a 44th, and we pick a giant goaltender from Medicine Hat, Mads Sugard. And I shut up because that is someone that I'm like, yes, that's a potential starter.
We'll see.
And then I shut up.
No, a name with guard in the last name.
For yeah, we've already had Sogard, like amazing.
We've already had a goaltender named Guard.
Goalie name, yeah, Kelly Guard. Holy, I forgot about him.
Yes, I said
it was not very good.
It was. Well, he didn't pan out.
He's guarding himself from the puck.
He let his guard down.
We'll stand on guard for thee. That's what the other teams were saying. Ayo.
And then the rest of them friggin' just throw the darts. I'm going back to Vegas, by the way.
Me too.
Coming as a shock to nobody, you are going back to Vegas.
Victor Lodin, a center from Sweden. Mark Gastelich, a center in the fifth round. Center from Calgary, or plays for the Calgary Hitmen. He's an American. And then seventh round pick, Maxence. That's not a name. Maxence Gannett from Val-d'Or. Defense.
I have no idea why.
So
that
late round pigs, anyway. Late round picks. I don't care. You got me a starting goaltender. I'm happy.
What are they going to do with him? I presume they'll leave him in junior next year.
Junior, yeah.
Because we're kind of clogged with goalies.
Finally, when was the last time we had this goalie depth?
Well, it's been a while.
Bishop, we had the three headed monster for
Leonard.
Half a year.
Yeah, but I mean,
again, looking back, when the hell it's like Leonard's. Because Leonard didn't want to play in the NHL. Suck it. Go down. Why are you letting the player dictate where he's going to play?
Well, I agree. I've never agreed with the player dictating.
And that was was under Brian Murray, too. So I don't know what the hell happened there. Unless you're afraid that he's going to go back to Sweden and you never see him again.
Whatever happened to Mikael Wikstrand? We still have his rights, don't we?
I think so, but...
I don't think he wants to come back to North America. So
yeah, it's too far from home, and that's fine. It is what it is. Maybe scout better.
You try. You try. He wasn't an early round pick, was he?
Wick Stanton?
No, third or fourth or something like that.
Stuff happens.
He has potential, but Granny's probably 23, 24 now, so it is what it is.
Never seen. Never know.
So another year, another draft.
Yeah. Yep. So with that, too, the other thing that I kind of looked at, and actually for the top three guys, again, bottom three, I don't know anything about these guys anyways, so there's nothing to really get mad about.
They may work now, out. We may be talking about them in 2 or 3 years.
Shane Pinto. Okay. And we'll try to go through depth chart. Colin White.
Still needs to be signed.
He'll get signed. That's fine. I'm not concerned. But Colin White, two-way center. Pageau, two-way center. Tierney, two-way center.
So we have depth of two-way centers.
Shane Pinto, two-way center. Kaliev, the guy that went to L.A. right after. Sniper. We don't have snipers anymore. Someone in Brian 5 or 6 was mentioning this too, but in a crazy rant.
We don't like snipers.
Someone needs to. Who's going to score for this team?
Dunham.
So that's my only concern about it. But looking at Lassie Thompson, who was a Swede, played his first year in North America. Kelowna's hosting the Memorial Cup next year. Okay. He might go back to Finland, though, so they're kind of deciding around that. I hope that he stays in the Dubs. Shane Pinto and Mads Søgaard ended up starting off as the backup in Medicine Hat behind, what's his name? Not Joy DeCord.
No, because he's playing in North. Where is he playing? He's playing in university hockey.
DeCord. Who's that?
DeCord.
Yeah, no, there's another goalie that we... Jordan Hollett. So Søgaard ended up taking over midseason from Jordan Hollett and took over the starter's job. So really all three of these guys, what ended up happening, and that's probably impacted their drafting outlook, was they started off slow, but their in-season progression was astronomical. So, and this kind of sounded like it at the end of, or after the draft, that they weren't overly excited about this class. So if you're looking at the guys with the, this is an investment thing again, but not that I know anything about that. You're looking at the potentials that have the highest progression rate, so that their growth rate is higher than their peers. So they're taking a gamble at it at this point. I went to the 3-on-3 tournament. Granted, they played half ice, and I was sitting on the wrong side. So that was boring.
Stuff happens.
And Shane Pinto scored 2 quick goals. I was like, okay, this guy's better than I expected. And he goes to the net just like Kachuk does. So he's that irritator again. So perfect. I'll see you in like 2-3 years.
Well, that's what we have a development system for.
Absolutely. So overall, for this, I'm fine for this year. But next draft, and we'll talk about this further, I'm sure, this is where you need to get your top talent guys. And it's a top talent year. That's all I have to say about these guys. And you probably got me a starting goalie.
An eventual one, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because Hogberg, maybe.
Hogberg, maybe.
Gus maybe. DeCord, perfect backup.
Yeah.
He looks like a perfect backup.
Well, I'm happy to have this much depth at the goalie position.
We've never had it.
So we're stacked with
goalies. We always held on to a one maybe.
Now we have...
Leonard O'Brien... what's his name? Matt O'Connor?
Now we're trying to figure out whether we're going to fit them all in. DeCord, stay in university. Great.
No. He's done. Well, he's a pro now, so you can't go back to university.
Oh, they signed
ECHL.
Him. Right. ECHL? Let you play there for a while.
So he plays there.
That's right. We signed him. That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot that.
Anything to add before we talk goalie?
No, I don't know.
Should we call Shredder to talk goalie?
I wonder if he's even paying attention.
How long do you have?
So next, and I know we talked about this a little bit at the draft party. So next year you've got Anderson, Condon, and Nielsen on NHL contracts.
If Condon's well enough to play, yeah.
He's cleared.
Is he?
He's cleared. So they should have bought him out.
Maybe
they should have.
Maybe they have a pending trade for him. Who knows? I'm guessing.
So there's that. And so with Condon, still on the roster, three in the NHL, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think you can send him down because he's not waiver exempt.
Don't. No, he's not, but you can try to force him down. No one's going to pick him up at $3 million on waivers anyway.
That's true.
But let Hogberg and Gustafsson split time in the AHL.
But if you send him down, you're just not going to play him down there?
Keep him up here. Who cares? You need him for the floor anyways. You're not going to save money. You can rotate three. Who gives a shit?
How many players can you keep on your roster up here, though?
23, 24. That's fine. We have 8D up right now, I think.
That's true. Okay, I was just trying to do the math. I had 12 and 8 is 20.
He could always help as an usher on the nights he's not playing.
Put him right wing. Who cares?
He can help. Maybe he can stock the popcorn machine and press
be a ticket scanner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So, rotate three in the NHL if you have to. I'd rather that over, in wrestling, it's called a faction. Instead of sending him down, taking minutes away from the developing guys.
I'd rather.
Because this year should be a lost year.
In the NHL? Yeah.
Yeah. That's tank it hurt. Because we need the top talent from the pick.
Whoever's got the cold hand?
Yes.
We're going to play the cold hand.
Yes.
As soon as you start winning.
Winning, you're out. Instead of the winning, you're in from way back in.
Who was that? Was that Clouston? The winning, you're in thing?
Oh, we've had it well before that. He was a master of it because it was Elliott and LeClaire. And LeClaire would win and he would still put in Elliott. He hated LeClaire. So now you've got Hogberg and Gustafsson to split in the AHL, Decord in the ECHL. And I know that you didn't necessarily agree with this, at least at the time at the draft party. Anderson's gone by deadline. Condon's gone by deadline.
I disagreed with that.
Because you wanted Hogberg down for the whole year.
I do. But I mean,
bring Hogberg up at that point, and assuming Condon's gone at some point, when Anderson gets hurt, because he gets hurt, he's just been playing video games all fucking summer.
Racing.
So, yeah. So, he's just playing video games all summer.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but.
Fucking weirdo.
Wow, a lot of F-bombs from you tonight.
I'm exhausted, too. In the case that Anderson's hurt and Hogberg comes up, unless you're playing like a one of the top teams, put Hogberg in. Give him the game. Instead of playing Nielsen and having Hogberg back up.
I was going to say, if that scenario comes up.
Situational coaching is going to be key.
I'd rather put Hogberg in against a weaker team, not a stronger one.
That's right.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. I don't disagree.
That's fine. You can back up and watch a game. Doesn't matter. It is what it is. And then after the deadline, when everyone else is gone, you split Hogberg and Nielsen. And then next year, you go Hogberg most of the games.
I don't like cutting people in half. I think that's unnecessary. You said you split them?
All right, there's Solomon. And then next year, you still have Nielsen, which is great. He'll be gone by deadline. Then you have Gus and Hog upstairs.
Up in the big team.
And then Decord. And then Sogard and Kevin Mandelis, who is a project, will be somewhere as well. So finally, our goaltending, perfect.
Depth,
it's beautiful. And it's all properly staggered out for business continuity.
How many contracts do we have right now?
45, I think.
That's pretty high, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at that before.
I'm not a fan of the number of contracts that we have, but you do have two teams to... Because you have to do NHL and AHL.
Well, I was looking at it before the draft going, we have an awful lot of contracts.
46 now, right, because what's his name?
So we're getting close to the 50 limit.
And Colin White's the only guy left that matters? Yep.
Well, until we sign Ryan Zingle.
No.
I was wondering how you'd react to when I said that.
We don't
know. I'd be okay with it.
He should be in Edmonton.
I think he's waiting for Chicago to
do something.
Maybe.
And he's living his life right now. He doesn't, like, I follow him on Instagram and his girlfriend or fiance. They're fun. I really like them. I think they're waiting for Chicago to make a move and then he's going to sign there. In the same way the Gardner is not signed either, right?
Yeah, well, do you want to talk about people who aren't signed?
Sure.
Why don't we talk about the big trades?
We'll talk about the CC trade, and then we'll get back to what we were just saying. That's fine. So the CC trade, this happened while I was away. I came back and was reading about this. There was a, you guys had messaged me a couple of times, and there's no phone service up at the lake, so I was my phone was. I always turn it on as I'm driving. It's like ding 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 ding. It sounds like a railway crossing, to be honest.
It's just me.
Like, okay, something's happening. You want to read my phone and tell me what's going on?
Yeah, especially like was for Ron Hainsey. Yeah. So you can't believe signed Ron Hainsey for 3.5.
That's the one that freaked me
out. And you're like, wait, hold on. Which team signed
Which team signed Ron Hainsey? Because when you said that, I'm like, oh, Toronto signed them. Perfect. They're screwed. And you're like, no, Ottawa. Wait, what? What? Ottawa signed a 38-year-old Ron Hainsey who's kind of slow and was not looking good for Toronto down the stretch into the playoffs, and we just signed him for 3.5 mil? Because he's a right shot defenseman?
Do you have that? Or do you happen to have a soundbite of a tank?
Not handy.
Okay. You'll definitely need one for this season.
Nice.
No, 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 no.
There's that.
Well, see, I went looking to see of all the free agents currently on the market as of earlier today, as my tablet will catch up to me here. I was using Cap Friendly, and I was categorizing by right-handed shot defense, not just defenseman, but right shot.
We really like jumped all over the place. We didn't even get to that trade.
We'll get back to that.
We're never like this.
You want to pay up with you? You want to think about UFAs or trade cancel the UFAs? It's free, guys.
How's your Rattler?
This one was all right.
Oh. Do you want to try one of these? I promise they're
sure.
Cold.
Sure.
All right. Hang on a second.
I'll get it.
Okay, you get it. Where was I looking here? Oh, man.
Thank you.
UFAs, right D.
Yes. I'm just trying to get the page that I pulled up to come back up, and it's not working.
Okay. Well, I can go up through some of them. Dion Phaneuf. He's left.
He's left. That's just where I was going. Like I had the Chris. I keep getting Chris Weidman coming up.
Well, yeah,
because he's a right shot defenseman.
So who's our most expensive defenseman now?
Zaitsev. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I would say so.
But cash hits Hainsey.
Well, Hainsey's 3.5 million. The cap hit for Zaitsev is 4.5.
Yeah,
is
but it's nowhere. Yeah, we're paying him 1.5.
Because we Which picked him up after he had been paid his signing bonus for this
we
year.
We gave a pick for that.
So, yeah. So that's the thing. Because when they said there's a pick going back, and it's like, well, we just paid $3.5 million, or they paid $3.5 million of signing bonus. Oh, my God. Because the Marlowe buyout was 3.8, and Toronto had to give up a first. So while we were waiting for details on it, if the going rate for a first is $3.8 million, we're losing that San Jose pick. And I was just like, if you gave up the San Jose pick for this, I would not be happy.
Right.
And then I heard, or then we learned that it was only a third round pick. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Totally fine. So.
Unparalleled success coming soon, folks.
Well, you can get Dion Phaneuf if you want.
You doing okay? I see you still looking.
What?
You're trying to look.
Yeah, well, just look. It's just not really working for me here. I mean, I was looking at the top unrestricted free agents who were available. And, I mean, according to Cap Friendly, they would be Dion Phaneuf, Patrick Marleau, Jason Pominville, Dave Bolin, Derek Brassard, Andrew McDonald, Joe Thornton, Matt Molson, Mark Mathot, and Nicholas Cronwall.
All of them are like mid-30s.
Yeah, the youngest of those would be Derek Brassard at 31.
And he has no arms left.
How does he play?
His shoulders have like popped out.
Oh, I was going to say, no, that's the defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins who lost an arm in a car accident.
What? No.
Jake Gardner.
At least he can be the drummer for Def Leppard.
But easy now.
The drummer from Def Leppard only has one arm.
Yes, but
Def Leppard only has one arm.
Yes.
The drummer from Def Leppard only has one arm. You haven't heard that song.
But he has a very cool drum kit.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. It's amazing.
Five triggers for his left foot.
Yeah. Anyways.
I saw them on the Hysteria tour, which was the first tour after he lost his arm. It was pretty good. They're coming back. Again. Anywho.
They ran out of money, so they're touring again.
No, they're actually making money touring. That's why they keep touring, because they were here last year, too.
I think they ran out of money, so they're touring
Could be.
Yeah.
Pour some sugar on me. No, wait.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, if you really want to. Do you want to go back to the trade since I'm having issues with trying to sort this?
So fans
this?
Got what they wanted, and they got CC well, out, but they got Zaitsev back.
Angry Sense Twitter got what they wanted, yeah.
It was really...
CC was a whipping boy.
A couple of things with that, too, but it was really like, you kind of... Be careful what you wish for.
You gave away an RFA to get a guy back for 4 years of the same kind of ilk.
It's like I would have just signed him for the year.
Just take a drink.
It's bad, eh? It's bad.
It's not refreshing.
It's not good.
No, that doesn't work at all.
No.
I'm not having one of those.
That's going to be the next vanilla porter that stays in the fridge.
Sorry, Puddle Duck.
I finally did. That was from Puddle Duck?
Was it?
He was here season two and I just got rid of it.
I know. It's been in there for about five seasons.
5 years. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Beer doesn't last
when this
that
is
long.
Cold, I may be able to drink it, but not now.
Mm.
And like, that's just drink it, not enjoy it.
Not enjoy it. That's right.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, it's a good porter, isn't it?
It's good cold.
It's good cold, but it's also a nice porter, yeah.
Yeah. So it for me, it was really, like, I was ready to move on from 20cc. You give me Zaitsev, it's like, oh, no.
Why did we trade like player for player? Like
4 extra years. Now, we did get Connor Brown. I think Connor Brown's going to be a gem.
So tell me about Connor Brown, why he's so important.
He's good. He was scoring like 20 goals, but that's when the team was bad, and then he just got ran down the lineup because he's not going to go over for Tavares or Nylander.
But he also can be a bit of a pain Kachuk. We could have two. We could have two of the guys who aren't afraid to go to the paint and, you know, muck things up a little bit and cause a little bit of trouble.
He's a key in this.
So we're going to be the Palladium Street Bullies?
We're going to be the Palladium Drive Annoyers.
Palladium Drive.
Nuisance. There you go. The Palladium Drive Nuisance.
So where I have him in my lineup, Connor Brown, Colin White, Brady Kachuk.
No, ooh. No. You need another color in there. Brown, white, and?
Another brown.
Logan.
Because we have another brown.
So you have two centers.
There you go.
Yeah, two centers and... That could be good, though.
How much of an annoying line would that be?
If you had Logan Brown, Colin White, and Connor Brown all on the same line, that's two centers, so...
They could call them the Oreo line!
Wow.
What's in the middle?
See yourself out. Stuff. I know it's your house, but see yourself out. Are they different?
Brown, white, brown.
No, I was actually just thinking the two centers is one left-handed, one right-handed.
Joe Louis line.
A Joe Louis?
Joe Louis.
I like Joe Louis.
Yeah.
For our non-Canadian listeners,
get in trouble for that
Joe
one.
Louis are a chocolate cake with a white icing in the middle. They're a little snack cake.
It's just like an Oreo.
Except it's a cake, not a cookie, but yes. Moving on! Wow. It's getting warm in here. We're all getting a little buzzy.
But yeah, that's going to be a fun line to watch.
It will. If that turns out that way, that could be really interesting to watch. I wouldn't mind that at all. Zaitsev, maybe he gets a chance. Maybe he'll be like the Cody Ceci. He needs a chance to play somewhere else in a different circumstance, in
Cody
a different
Ceci's
role.
Cody Ceci's going to burn us every game, isn't he?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
It's going to be like Joe Corvo.
So Zaitsev is going from the pressure playing to Toronto to Ottawa. Cody Ceci couldn't make it in Ottawa.
Where he was a hometown.
And getting
favored.
Just fluffed by the coaches and management.
Correct.
By putting him in a role that he didn't see. That didn't
but they were also fluffing him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you're amazing. They're just being mean.
Oh.
But we're still putting him
now
in a role.
Now you've got him playing for Mike Babcock in Toronto.
Oh, it'll be interesting to watch.
He's done by preseason. Like, they're going to tear him apart. part. And even that on Twitter today, one guy's like, well, did he ever have a player like Muzzin or Gardner?
It's like, no, he didn't.
Yeah! Yeah, he did. He had Chris Phillips. He had Dion Phaneuf. He had
Mark Eric Carlson.
He played with Eric Carlson. Sometimes he played with Carlson, or he would... He grew up watching him play, and he Dion learned absolutely Phaneuf. Nothing.
Yeah, Dion Phaneuf.
They coddled him. We, Ottawa, coddled Cody Ceci.
It'll be interesting to watch.
We turned him into a shutdown role against the top players in the league.
But
and he didn't thrive.
He has no offense. In the playoff run, Mark Methot outscored him.
Yeah. Because Methot was on the Carlson line.
He was on an offensive line, not a defensive one.
Yeah, but what's Mark Methot's role on that?
Stay back.
True.
How did he get two goals? One of them was in the paint.
He's not Methot doing his job.
Methot was he rushed up and got a goal.
Yeah, well, that's right. Methot was playing wrong. By the way, Mark Methot on the radio today was awesome.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed I missed it.
It was
I got to listen to it.
Hilariously funny. He has a future in journalism. Like
I hope.
Not if not here, then somewhere else, but he is so, so engaging.
Where is he playing now? Or is he?
He's a UFA.
He's a UFA.
We could
selfishly
sign him.
We could sign him.
No, thank you. No.
Why?
It doesn't fit where the team is right now.
But the dude does? That we just signed from Toronto?
PTO in San Jose.
Do they need the space? Do they have a roster spot for him, though?
Maybe. Because Dylan is garbage. The guy that's playing with Carlson,
oh, yeah.
He is bad. Like, he's bad. They abandoned... Well, we've talked about it, but they abandoned Carlson. They have 75 mil right now.
So what other Leafs did we get?
Well, so
we got
Tyler Ennis, who I think is a good fit for a fourth line player.
He was part of the trade, or no?
He was a UFA signing, $800,000.
So Tyler Ennis and
Zaitsev,
Connor Brown,
and Ron Hainsey,
and Clark MacArthur, five.
Well, Clark MacArthur, we were fine with.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, we weren't when we got him. Remember that?
No. Nope. Well, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, we were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then we watched
him. And he proved himself.
We were furious.
We didn't like the idea.
Because of
the
timing.
We lost Alfie, and then they took the Alfie money and gave it to Bobby Ryan, Clark MacArthur.
And then we realized, oh, my God, we love this guy. So I'm willing to give all of them a fair length of rope. The short rope is going to be for Ron Hainsey. I'm sorry. You signed a 38-year-old right-handed defenseman who was scratched in the playoffs.
Do you really care?
Really?
Do you really care about this?
I do, because I want the team to at least entertain me if they don't win. If they suck.
That's why we wanted Waugh as the coach.
And I'm continually frustrated by watching them because they signed a $3.5 million guy who can't skate.
You can at least get a third-round pick for him at deadline?
No, not for a 38-year-old who was scratched in the playoffs last year.
You think you can get a fifth-round pick for him?
Probably not.
Are you doing the Stewie thing with your voice getting higher?
I don't think
six or seven.
I don't see a team wanting a 39 by that point.
He's aspiring, anyways, as a seventh
depth guy.
As a depth guy,
no,
he's got a cup.
Do you realize what you're doing?
His voice is going up. Mine's going down.
Do you like tanks? I like tanks. Is about all I have left.
That's unfortunate. Let's move on. So, Tyler Ennis.
What about Branson? Just playing more in the NHL?
What?
Having more opportunity down in the
I don't even understand what he's saying anymore. He's only out of my sonic range for hearing.
I just heard some dogs barking on the street.
So if Hainsey plays right side, but
yep.
Which is friggin' weird, but that's fine. Because Yarosh, I love Christian Yarosh. Because the right side is DeMello, Zaitsev, and Hainsey and Yarosh.
Which means Yarosh won't be up.
And I don't even know if he needs waivers. I think he kind of does. Maybe. I don't understand waivers at all, to be honest. So, is there another trade, or is Hainsey the eighth defenseman? Or are they going to put him on the left side? Because their left side is Shabbat.
They dole out money to
this
guy.
Who else do we have?
but they won't dole out money to Stars. That's I don't get it.
Our defense is Nikita Zaitsev, Ron Hainsey, Borowiecki, DeMelo, Wallanen, Shabbat, and Yaros.
No, he's playing on the left then. Because who do you have on the left?
So the lefties would be Boro, Wallanen, Shabbat.
That's it?
Yep. The other four are right-handed.
So Hainsey's actually a left-hand shot who plays on the right side. So my guess is Hainsey's coming back to the left. And then you got Shabbat, Hainsey, Wallanen, maybe,
and
Borowiecki.
So four lefties and two righties?
Wallanen's on a two-way this year. But then, so then you can really kind of send Wallanen down, let them play.
Bring your
especially up. As we're going to get friggin' curb stomped in the first 10 games, trying to learn a new system, because that takes a month and a half, apparently. So then you got Brännström and Wallanen in the minors with Lajoie. I'm okay with that.
Could make Belleville a very good team.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with that.
I don't necessarily believe in needing to play in the minors to develop, but learn how to win. Learn how to win together and then see you next year or at deadline.
I'm all right with that. Holy crap, our team is young at the forward position.
It's amazing.
Bobby Ryan is the oldest forward at 32, followed by Zach Smith at 31, followed by Bodker and Tyler Ennis at 29.
When is the Seattle draft?
2 years.
Away? 2 years away?
Yeah, 2021, 2022. So we're very well set up. We're very well set up for a lockout and a new CBA. I don't think there's going to be a lockout because there's nothing really to argue about. And we're very well protected for the
expansion draft
because most of the guys won't even qualify.
I know who we haven't spoken of. Another player they signed. Didn't sign it at UFA season. They signed it earlier. Anthony Duclair.
It's 1 year, right?
1 year for $1.65 million.
Perfect.
I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. He played well.
Very well.
There's no pressure here.
But there's also a chance.
There shouldn't be pressure next year either, but they're going to put undue pressure on themselves.
There's a chance for him to actually, I don't want to say redeem himself. That's a bit excessive, but
prove himself.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like to see him score a few on Tortorella's team.
Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus, because he has no idea who he is. I don't know what Duclair is.
No one knows what Duclair is.
I don't know if Duclair knows.
I don't even know if he's a hockey player.
Because the whole thing is that his work ethic and attitude is apparently an issue.
Nikita Filatov all over?
Yeah.
A bit.
That's pretty much what I've understood from it.
But he played well when he was here.
2 years, people are crying for 2 years. It's like, well, no. Because you don't want to be stuck with him.
Well, that's why you signed him for one.
Because we have all these guys in the AHL.
We have lots of prospects.
Set him for one. You can prove himself. You can decide by January if this could be a discussion. And it's like, we're going to sign you for 1 year here. And we will revisit things in January if everything's going well. If they're not, you can trade him and get another second round pick. And another second round pick and Ryan DeZingle. What a friggin' trade. That was one good one. I'm happy with that. Nielsen, I think, is a great signing, too.
Yep, I'm very happy with that one. I was a little surprised because it clogs things up a little bit, but as we've already discussed, it'll work itself out.
And again, and the other thing with him is everyone, because even at that point, people are saying, well, he's 27, he's still young for a goalie, and maybe... he's a backup. He's a backup. That's what he is. That's what he's good for. We haven't had a goalie backup instead of a maybe he'll be something outside of Alex Auld twice.
Curtis McElhinney. He was adequate.
He was a short-term deadline pickup, some of that, right?
But it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
But he's a backup.
Yep.
We know what he is. Don't argue with anything. And God, I hope Craig Anderson gets a fire under his ass. Because he hasn't had pressure on him in years, if ever, as an Ottawa Senator.
Well, we'll see how it goes. He may not be here all that long.
Agreed.
Anderson, I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you're going to move him at some point.
Yep. Anything else you want to talk about, Senators? Or you want to go to a voicemail email? Or an email? Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. So back to Cody Ceci. This is amazing. To Cody Ceci.
Throwing darts
what
at the
was
wall.
It? What was it that we were looking that we were hoping for?
Offensive.
A right shot defenseman in return.
But for him personally.
Get him a new start.
Go somewhere where the pressure is off.
It won't be where he's going
to. This is the worst place for him.
Well, he'll either fold like a wet paper sack or he'll thrive.
It's really a bad place for him.
Well, at least he'll be joined by Jason Spezza.
Thank you.
That is, I think, one of the best signings in the UFA frenzy so far. I give Toronto full credit for that one. I think it's a brilliant
$700,000, no bonus.
And you get yourself a guy who can play as your fourth line center, can be on your second power play. If one of your centers get injured, he can easily move up. He can mentor young players. His skating is better than it has been in several years. That's a great signing. Bottom line, it's a great signing.
What does that say to the Auto Center's legacy when we trade for all these Leafs? We have a big trade with the Leafs that gives them a bunch of cap space, and then they sign Jason Spezza.
I feel like we helped.
They're a contending team. We're not.
Go back 10. Well, from the period that you grew up in, Montreal and Toronto, would they ever trade?
Yes.
Oh, would they?
Not often, but they would.
Okay. Because I know they don't normally.
There's no rivalry right now.
It's all about.
Yeah, because the Senators fell off the map.
Correct.
I was looking forward for the.
Except they won four out of five last year?
No, but it's like a fan base, you know, bragging right, but that's it. Like,
it's
not a true rival because they're not both contending. They have been both contending in what? 12
early
years?
Odds, yeah.
Yep.
Toronto was on their way down. Ottawa was on their way up. Ottawa stayed up for a long time. Toronto stayed down for a long time, and now they've reversed. But there hasn't been a true rivalry between these teams in a long time.
I still
time.
Don't feel that we needed to do the rebuild, but
that's cost effective.
That's one, yeah. It's a direction that they took there. So that's what I wanted to say about Spets. It's no one seems to care. And like, what if Ottawa would have signed Wendell Clark back in the day?
Traitor.
Well,
yeah.
Ottawa has no use for Jason Spezza right now.
No, well, outside of mentoring, but the fact that he's gone to the Leafs and people are like, no.
He's gone to the Leafs because that's his hometown team. It always has been.
There's only one Jason Spezza.
I wanted him back here, and I was promptly told, like, don't think about him ever again. And now I know why they told me that.
Do you want to read, do you want to play something or read something?
Yeah, I'll read the email. We got an email from Senior from the forums.
Hello, Senior.
His subject is, so is it hot enough for you?
Nope.
So he writes, have to admit, I have about as much interest in the Ottawa Senators these days as I had interest in math in school. Nothing these idiots, Mel Dink and Dorkin, do surprises me anymore. But one thing that grinds my gears are self-proclaimed loyal Sens fans who keep telling fans who are mad as hell at the SHIT whole mess that this team has become that you're not a Sens fan and you don't unless you blindly agree to whatever idiotic thing the organization does or says. As far as I'm concerned, that's like Trump supporters saying that you're not a true American if you don't support the president. Okay, enough of that. Enjoy your summer, guys. Yeah, this has been hashed to death. But
I was going to say, I think we've hashed this one. I feel your pain on that one. I get it.
Yeah, it's... and again, I think that's going back to the Ottawans are more educated than...
Well, there are two sides of the same coin. The people who follow blindly and the people who protest everything. And there are some people along the edge of the coin and they don't
fit. It's like, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, as Judge Judy would say.
Thanks for that. Do you want to go to the voicemail we had too?
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Well, we don't have to right away, but I just thought it'd be easier.
Oh, I got it here.
We have a few things around the league to talk about, but not that much.
Here we go.
It's getting dark outside. weird.
Hey guys, it's Kelly from @thehockeylass or @thathockeylass, depending on which platform you're using. Here, Pan has been nagging me to leave you guys a voicemail for I don't know how long. So here goes. I've got a question for you. I want to know what your favorite moments of this season have been in terms of weirdness. So my personal favorite, in terms of how strange it was the Twitter bot scandal that rocked us in about November last year. So I want to hear your top weird send moments of the season. Love you guys. Glad you're recording again. Talk to you later.
Wow. Would it be easier to list the non-weird moments this season?
I forgot about the Twitter bots.
I'm trying to think of what would my quote favorite weird moment.
Well, I don't know about favorite, but you start listing them off. They're like, you know, it started with the we got the Uber gate. We got the weird video with Melnick and Boro to start the season.
I think selfishly, I have to choose Uber gate because that was my most viral tweet.
Yeah,
I see. This is the sort of thing that just flows right over me. I don't get involved in them. Like I remember them now that you mention them, but they didn't affect me. I just were like, yeah, okay, so.
No, well, there's a weird moment.
The Boro video was a pretty weird one.
It was odd. I would have to say that was probably the oddest moment. It's like, ooh, this is because it was cringeworthy. Like genuinely cringeworthy, going, this is embarrassing.
There was the trade of Eric Carlson away. There was a trade of Mark Stone, and GM was Pierre Dorme was his proudest day as a GM. There's the Mike Hoffman in the off-season. Thing in the off-season.
Matt Duchesne.
The Mike Hoffman trade was freaking brutal.
There's the Matt Duchesne playing country music with Eugene Melnick watching.
We were almost there.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to wait for you.
I don't want to wait 40 minutes, and there's just too many people pushing it around me. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't like crowds.
What? Like that.
Even if I can see over them, I still don't like them.
I think one of the other weird ones that I liked is when Amazon came into town. Was that last year?
Uh-huh.
What?
So Amazon came in because they were going around for
the power went out.
For HQ2, and there was an electrical fire. So we had no friggin' power.
Well, we had...
So they didn't have the I don't think they had the anthem. They had no music. They had no monitor for the warm-ups. So we actually had a technical failure while hosting Amazon. Because of course we did.
Naturally.
Yep.
Naturally.
That was a good one.
Sure. I'm trying to think of anything weird that happened at the game.
The weirdest one was the lawsuit between Melnick and Ruddy.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, the counter lawsuits and the end of LeBreton.
End of LeBreton was that, and that just irritated me. You just ticked off the whole city now.
Yeah, there's no coming
non-sports
back. There's
fans
no
too.
Coming back from that.
But I still think the Boro video was the most cringeworthy. Okay. Like that was genuinely going, oh. The rest of it, it's all business, and it's all business crap. Yeah,
I'm going to go with Uber because it was just...
Matt Duchesne hasn't listened in 3 weeks.
That was a person, you think this guy's the leader?
And then Chris Weidman gets traded not too long after that.
Whatever. Chris Weidman deserves what he deserves. He got traded 4 times last year.
We were tracing it out.
What team did he end with?
I don't know.
He went Ottawa to Edmonton to Florida to Pittsburgh.
There, you knew it.
Yeah. Well, I looked it up earlier when we were talking about it. It's like, what the hell?
Ottawa, Edmonton, Florida, Pittsburgh.
That's a lot of
But not only levels. That, not Florida, wherever the hell their AHL team is to Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Yeah. Scranton, the electric city.
It's also the home of the Dutch Kitchen Diner.
They
serve Scrapple. That's a Pennsylvania thing.
I'm definitely going to go with the Uber video because it was just like, so you hear it's like, yeah, it's just people venting. And then, of course, the team went crazy, kicked Ken Warren off the plane, threatened to sue. Like, they just couldn't let it die or roll with it.
Yeah, they couldn't keep
and
quiet.
Then they wanted to sue, and they're just doing this. It's like, you guys will never learn.
You want some good news?
And I don't know. Yep.
Alex Burrows is off the books this year.
Oh
whatever.
But
we're probably going to use them on the books, to be honest.
We have 4 more years of paying Dion.
When the team could have used a Lyft, ended up with an Uber gate.
We're paying him less.
Oh, yeah. You guys missed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you made
it's
a joke
one of your
about
jokes.
Lyft.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
You made a joke.
Well, you'll have to listen
I'll
to
listen
it.
To it in post.
No, you made a joke about Lyft and Uber. I got it. Yeah. Anyway.
So here's another thing. We got $9.5 million of LTIR coming off. Well, this year, then next year, MacArthur's off.
Yeah.
And MacArthur. Then we only have 1 year of Gabrick. So someone's going to have to actually spend money.
Or we'll pick up an injured player contract.
Because Arizona, that people don't know, has been sold.
Yes.
Carolina is fixed. Arizona is fixed. They have Phil Kessel now. What the hell? They're going to be a good team. And they're in the Central now.
Too. Where did Kadri get? Oh, Kadri was
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, not Arizona. Colorado. Got it.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Well, what else do we have to talk about? The Montreal offer sheet for Aho.
Meh.
They didn't.
I love the Twitter poll question.
Yeah, that was great.
Carolina trolling Montreal back was brilliant. The question, folks, if listeners haven't seen this, they put up a poll on Twitter saying, should we sign Sebastian Aho? And the two answers were yes or oui, which is the French word for yes. That's good. Now,
I absolutely love the replies from the Montreal fans on this, saying that their owner was poor and broke.
You
guys don't know anything outside of Montreal.
Yeah, you don't know who he is. He's the guy who lost $50 million on the Association of American Football League.
200.
No, he put up a potential 250. He actually lost about 55.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Okay. And he's trying to get some of that back. But this guy has got so much money, it's crazy. He's like a Pergola in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's got lots of money. He's like, you want how much? Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah. He just kept saying, he's like, I don't want to give you the signing bonuses. I don't believe in that. We've heard that from here too, primarily based on necessity. But he just didn't see it in his business plan. And then they came out with an offer that was under what his market value is for the AAV.
And but I think it's all signing.
Dundon went on the radio and went, you got played.
Oh, yeah. He'll
now, the only thing that I was thinking of, because they also bought Toronto's first round pick for $3.8 million.
Yes, that was a very clever move by their part.
So,
who's the GM in Carolina?
Don Waddell.
Okay. Yeah.
But Dundon's doing a lot of stuff on his own. So, yeah, their first round pick. If I would be swift enough, I would have offer sheeted Marner and not take Aho. So now you have Montreal's first and second and third, and Toronto's first, and you lose your next 4.
It's a good draft next year.
Yeah, you're -2, or you're -2 overall over the next 4 years.
But you have Mitch Marner.
But you have Mitch Marner.
Yeah. Ooh, well, they still might.
Because your time doesn't match up. So they've lost their advantage of doing so.
They haven't signed Marner yet. They haven't signed
him. There's a deadline. There's a deadline.
Well, they haven't signed him. If they don't sign
right,
him,
but
then
now
signs
you, but what are you going to give up Aho and then you offer sheet Marner and then he gets matched? Then you got nothing.
But if they offer sheet Marner and it gets matched, they could over offer sheet him. And if Toronto decides to match it, then Toronto's really screwed.
Yeah, so, but does Carolina overly care about that? They're in the different division.
Maybe.
If it was within the conference. Now, my whole thing is, I think that they kind of tested the market with this, because if Braden Point doesn't get done, Tampa has no space or time to fix this. So we offered sheet Aho, nothing, Braden Point.
Oh, you think Montreal's going to do this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because apparently both owners are rich. Carolina has the cap space. Tampa doesn't.
Doesn't.
Oh. Tampa hasn't done anything yet.
True enough. True enough. I think he's fading. We better wrap up.
All right.
Listeners are probably fading.
We didn't have much else to talk about except Slava Voynov. That goes back a little while. Well, he's
been reinstated by the league?
Reinstated but suspended. Kind of. Like, he has to sit out at least another half year, I think it is.
Weird.
So,
Somebody going to take a chance on him. He's a UFA.
Now, because of this, this was all about him beating the absolute crap out of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The league as an employer, there's so much you can do about it, and I think that your hands are tied, and it is what it is. I'm not going to judge the league in regards to this suspension and the appeal. I will judge whatever team decides to sign him.
Well, that's what I mean. Is any team going to
take the league, you got to work with worker rates, right? Yeah.
You know who's going to sign him.
No, not a chance, because it's money in a Russian.
Who? Toronto?
No, Ottawa. No.
I don't think so.
So whoever decides to sign him, that's who the actual problem is with, not the league.
Oh, yeah. No, the league did what they had to do or what they could do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no issue
with the league. And they wanted nothing to do with him either, but...
I just want to see if somebody actually signs him, because he is in the top sort of 10 defensemen available.
Colin Kaepernick's not in the freaking league. Come on.
We'll see. We'll see. Huh. We don't have any other email, do we?
Nope.
We don't have any...
gear grinding?
Did Kawhi sign yet? Really, he's the only UFA.
I don't have any gear grind. I've been trying to come up with one. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then go for it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Go for it.
Canceled flights by Air Canada.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. You have a story about this?
Oh, I got a story about this.
Yeah, why am I surprised? It's like
and it's probably not that exciting to anyone outside of myself, but hey, it's free podcast, so you're going to suffer through it.
That's right.
I had a work trip to Newfoundland last week. I left Wednesday night. I arrive at the airport. You know, I'm already ready to go on my evening flight to Newfoundland. Pull up my laptop, do some last-minute work. Laptop's dead. Oh. Dead. The monitor. The actual screen was gone.
Oh, no.
So my laptop is unusable, and I'm already at the airport. I can't go home and get another one just to makeshift. Now, thankfully, I survived. It was a quick trip to Newfoundland, it was supposed to be. And, I did everything on my phone, but that sucked. So I got there, and I was supposed to head back Friday morning. This is Friday before... this is the Canada Day long weekend.
Uh-oh.
My flight was at all times Eastern, was going to be at 4:30 in the morning Eastern. So coming back Friday morning.
So 6 a.m.
So I was up at 2:30 Eastern, let's say. To the airport. In fact, I normally don't check a bag. I would have just gone straight in, but I had bought some of that iceberg beer.
Oh, okay.
So I had to check my bag. So I went to drop my bag off. You're on the Ottawa flight. Oh, it's been canceled.
I'm sorry, what?
I wasn't notified or anything. If you had notified me when I woke up at the hotel, I would have stayed there and sorted it out. So I found out at the airport. People were getting rebooked 2 days later.
Oh, no!
All the flights, because when you're in Newfoundland, basically your main flights out are going to be, well, there's one direct to Ottawa, gone. Montreal, Halifax, Toronto.
I was going to say.
They're full. People, I would get lucky enough to be rebooked the next day. Like, Canada Day, long weekend. I need to get home. People, like, 2 days later, that's ridiculous. So what I did is, because I'm traveling for work, I booked a ticket in business class to get me back later that night through Toronto. I tried standbying, and there's a whole drama. I finally got to Toronto. I think there was a whole whack of delays in Toronto because everybody's trying to get to Ottawa. I ended up buying, so I paid about $1,300 for the business class ticket, which I didn't have to buy. Got to Toronto. I couldn't get back standby early there. So I bought a WestJet flight for another $400 from Toronto back to Ottawa. As we're flying back to Ottawa, okay, now I was supposed to be back. This is about 14 hours later.
Thunderstorm?
We started 10 minutes away from landing. We started circling for about half an hour. Yeah, I know what you're going to snap at me. I know. Circling for half an hour. Finally landed. Got on the tarmac of Ottawa. Ground delayed for an hour and a half. I could not get to the gate.
Because of a thunderstorm.
I was home and I couldn't get off the plane. So that grinded my gears.
Emergency.
So that started at 2:30 a.m. Friday morning Eastern time and ended when?
Yeah. Like, 9 o'clock.
Oh, so you managed to get home Friday.
I did manage to get home Friday because I spent almost $2,000. Extra.
Whoa! You see, Friday
can
night.
Can you expense that at all?
Well, yeah.
No. No. No, I cannot. That's out of pocket.
Friday night was when I was driving up to. We were driving up through that thunderstorm that laid you on the ground. And I was trying to figure out, okay, we were driving up to the lake, but we have to transfer from my car to a four-wheeler for the last 8 kilometers to get up to the lake. Because my car won't make it up. It's not a road. It's just a trail. And you need four-wheel drive and ground clearance. So we have to use a four-wheeler to get up to the lake and then have to take everything off the four-wheeler and put it in the boat and go to the other end of the lake to where the cabin is. We got up there at 10:45. So, wow. And my day had started at, 5 Eastern. So I feel your pain, but mine wasn't as bad as yours.
I had a quick trip to Toronto earlier this week, too.
Uh-oh.
Just down in Tuesday, back Wednesday. Get on my flight Wednesday after work. Mechanical issue. Plane canceled. Old man shakes fist at cloud.
Fortunately, this was Air Canada again. At least they have one every hour. You can get on a later one.
Yeah, no, but they're all full.
Well, so until 10 o'clock at
thankfully,
night.
They got something 2 hours later.
Were you out of downtown?
No, Pearson.
Ah! I was just like, screw it, taking the train.
those options exist, but at least...
Yeah, not Pearson. If you're Pearson, though. It's not worth your time.
But in Newfoundland, though, like, you have...
Oh, you're screwed.
You don't have many options out.
No.
So.
Yeah. And it's not like, okay, well, I'll just wait the extra day. It's Canada Day weekend. You want to come home.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, any other time, you've probably been like, no, I'll come in tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. It wouldn't, if you knew, you're like, okay, I'll go summer
I'll
there.
I'll just go to the hotel. It's fine. I'll just do a little bit of work.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
On my computer that's broken.
I have nothing close to that. My life has been relatively decent of late. I came up with a couple of things. I'm like, I think I've already used all of these, so... I don't really have anything that grinds my gears.
None that I have, which is hockey related, is tax experts that know nothing about tax.
Well, I was going to say experts who know nothing about what they claim to know about. Yeah, I can go with that.
Just hockey Twitter about taxes is the most infuriating thing.
Okay.
And what I tell people is, like, you don't want to pay tax, don't work.
Hmm.
If you don't work, you don't pay tax.
Good, true. That's true.
And then my manager gets a letter, and then it's a whole conference.
And then things go badly for a little while. All right.
It's like, am I wrong? That's not the point.
You know, you got to phrase it better. You have to work with customers because the customer is all... No, the customer is not always right. No, not
in my field anymore. It's beautiful. Yeah. You don't like what I have to say? Go. Like, just go.
Yeah. Go. Bye-bye. Anything else?
Nah.
No? Okay. Nothing from here. We have no upcoming games. We have no upcoming anything. It's the dog days of summer as far as...
This schedule is freaking great. It's a good schedule.
Oh, yeah?
Oh?
I haven't looked.
22 games are on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's got to be intentional.
Wow.
Playing to the weekend crowd.
Well, I don't mind it because I might actually make them.
You have to... It's so...
So we're getting away from
the league has to agree to this.
Right.
That's a great schedule.
Well, if we're invited to them, I might actually make it to some of them this year.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We apparently will be.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
so, we'll see.
We'll see.
See you in September?
Well, I was going to say, we'll be back sometime
I'm
in September.
I'm guessing preseason, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll do something at some point.
I'll connect you to a whole bunch of ideas that we have to hash through, and there'll be development camps and all that other stuff that I'm hoping that we'll be involved with. So.
But there'll be a couple of fishing trips for me, and I'm actually getting
some
vacation.
I've got a couple ideas on things, too.
I got some vacation coming up, which I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
Almost 10 days up at the lake, so.
Wow.
Yeah. 10 days where...
When are you going to Vegas?
So...
Like during the season? To see games?
Okay. So we were planning just to go, my university friends, because my one friend lost his wife to cancer last year. So he's okay now with taking a weekend away.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, let's just go the weekend after Thanksgiving, because one of my buddies was already in Texas. He's like, I can just come join you.
Sens are there in October, aren't they?
So we were planning for October 18th to 21st or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sens game is on the 17th. So we haven't booked anything yet.
Mm.
So we're just like, can we shift it a day? It's like, perfect.
Done. Cool.
Beautiful.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It's still super nice mid-October.
I'm going there August. Yay!
That'll be nice and cool.
For work. Yay!
Well, it's a dry heat. Don't worry.
Yeah, for work.
I'm just going to the lake. Nothing fancy. All right. Let's get out of here.
I still have 3 weeks vacation.
Let's get out of here. Right?
Let's do it.
We'll be back in some point. All right.
Let's run.
We'll be back at some point in the fall, sometime during preseason, I would think.
Yeah.
Have a great summer in the meantime. On behalf of Pan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you all very much for listening. Good night.
Happy summer.
Kauai stay.